Says on the tickets that we've got Ralph McTavern. Which came as a shock to us. Because he is in the audience, obviously, but relax, right? It is, in fact, administrative error somewhere along the way. We do have Dave Swarbrick and Kevin Dempsey. Perhaps they got Ralph and Kevin's names mixed up because they both contain, well, letters of the alphabet. And welcome to the Wooden Wire Tour, and heartfelt thanks for coming to see a band recently described in the Birmingham Post as desperately unfashionable. Not just unfashionable, but fair enough. Desperate. I think it's really hit to be desperately unfashionable. It's so hit that it's kind of probably going to come back into fashion. It all comes round again. It's my happy task, first of all, this evening, to introduce you to our special guest, Bob Fox. Now, there's a good chance, I think, that some of you will have seen Bob, especially if you're a regular folk club goer. Some of the elder members of the audience may recall the celebrated duo that Bob had with Stu Lovely. Now, the two of them got together last year for their 20th anniversary and recorded a CD, which is brand new versions of some of their classic repertoire. The CD is called Box of Gold, and it's tremendous. And it's on sale here tonight. So if I was one of those groovy, children's TV presenters doing a Saturday morning show, I'd say, give it up for our special guest. That's what they say nowadays. But in truth, you don't have to give anything up at all, gentlemen. All you have to do is sit back, relax in the comfort of your own home, and enjoy one of the finest and most entertaining performers of the folk scene. He's our pal. He's Bob Fox.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi.
You'll probably realise very quickly that I'm not from around here. I come from the northeast of England, a little place called Sea of Harbour, and I'm going to start off by singing, well, mostly songs that come from up there. I actually come from the very first one in my family, never have gone down the pit as a coal miner. My dad, my granddad, and so on. They all went down the pit as coal miners. I'm the very first one in my family never have gone down the pit, because I come from that generation where they said, look, you better stick it at school, get a good education, and do something sensible for a living. So here I am. I'll just put that down there and I'll tell you about it later on. So the first song I'm going to sing about is, it goes right back to the very early days of coal mining in County Durham. And it's a song that comes from the great singing family, the Elliots of Burley. And sadly, Pete, the oldest one, died last year. But they're a great family, they have great stories and anecdotes and songs. And this is one about a bloke who's bragging about how good he's going to be at all the different jobs you've got to do if you're a pitman. He's going to be the best shot fighter, the best filler, the best hewer, the best potter, the best everything. As long as instead of actually having to go down the pit to do the work, they'll bring all the jobs into the pub for him to do in the bar. Great idea. And it's got a chorus. Well, I think all of the songs I'm going to sing for you tonight have a chorus this week and have a bit singing. Are you up for a bit of that?
Yeah.
Well, it's dead useful anyway for me because it gets really hot underneath all these lights and if everybody sings a chorus, there's a lovely cooling breeze coming through. Really nice. It's very easy at first one, it goes, in the barroom, that's where we congregate to drill the holes and fill the coals and shovel back the slate. And for to do a job of work, I am never late. That's provided that we do it in the barroom. It sounds like this. In the barroom is where we congregate to drill the holes and fill the coals and shovel back the slate. And for to do a job of work, well, I am never late. That's provided that we'll do it in the barroom. Well, I know I can do it. If you think it's a bit long, you can just sing, that's provided that we'll do it in the Naru. Okay? And if you think that's a bit long, you can sing, room. Don't try. You've got to celebrate the working man. Now I'm a celebrated working man from work and then a shirt. I can hear more calls than any man from Glasgow down to York. And if you'd like to see me style, just call around on me. But I've had several beers in the barroom. In the barroom, in the barroom, it's where we congregate. To drill the holes and fill the calls and shovel back the slate. When called to do a job of work, well, I am never late. That's provided that we'll do it in the barroom. jungle, because we are born and I'm alone to Mary and Blondie. The liquor has a diesel mileage with strong tea. The old highway code was the first ABC. I put my eye teeth on an old AC. Oh, it's and I'm champion of keep and I'm rolling one. And I'm champion of keep and I'm rolling. And I'm champion of keep and I'm rolling. I've sat in the cab, I've been broiled in the sun, I've been stowed up in shadow on the Manchester Road. I've rolled through the fog of a 22-ton of fish, stinking of like blazes. From London and Glasgow to Newcastle Quay, from Liverpool and Preston to Bristol City, all the lads on the road give a thumb sign to me.
Thank you. Taking me hard to live.
once was blind and blood. Had a trip about the town, bought through the mailing. I was happy night and morn, but of all such joys I'm shorn, since I fell to deep in love with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me hard to make up leaving, and I'll never get it back, cause she can't to Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to bloody Sally Wheatley. Such a lass, and a lash of like a glass, trip and toss upon a whiskey, oh, Mr. Wheatley. Well, it's right to take a drop if you know just when to stop. That's just the funny way with Sally Wheatley. And no, dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause she's gone to Mr. Black. And they say he's young to marry Sally Wheatley. Now I felt I didn't know the first time I saw his song. In a threesome reel, she hopped about so cleanly. And I might have had a chance if I'd asked her up to dance. But I was always shy to speak to Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause she's gone to Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. And so, as often is the case, he'll find others in your place, if you didn't show a heat and fettle wrinkly. But I scarcely turned me back when there was Mr. Black. He was jigging round the road with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause she's gone to Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. Well, he must have made it right when he said I get it. Dressed up, he goes to see her, namely, there's grim danger in delay, or I won't be sad today, if I had a heart, I'd break it for Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally has taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause she can't have missed the lap, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley.
But I just have to tell you a couple of things before I go.
In the interval, I'll be down there at the study table, setting my pots of gold for the smoothie. And I've also got a smashing little mailing box, which I made after watching Blue People One Night. when you see it, you'll realise what I mean. It's made from two complex boxes and some sticky back plastic. And it's got some slots on the top, and it's got some blank cards beside it. And it's going to be dead useful, because if you want to see me again, if you put your names and addresses on that, on a blank card, put it in the box, then I'll send you my gig list, and you'll know exactly where I'm playing, and you can come and see me again. Dead useful. It's also dead useful if you don't want to see me again. Because you'll know where I'm playing. You won't stumble in again. As it happens, I am actually playing here, not here, but in the folk club that used to be in the Federal Hall, which has moved now to a little place just down the road. I can't remember where it is. But I'm there on the 25th of June, so there you are, you see. Put your name and address in your box, and I'll send you the details. It's at the Liverpool place. Who knows where it is? What, Ruskin House, that's all. Ruskin House, I'm there Monday the 25th of June. But tonight, I'm here. And I'm going to finish off with a song. It's good you can hear me, look. Doesn't mean you've got to switch it off. Another song from the Northeast. It's a very sad and sentimental love song from Gateshead. Gates has always been a centre of the sound of the sentiment of romantic songwriting. This time, it's about a very shy fellow from the North East, because we're all a bit sort of, you know, shy of coming forward, as you can probably tell. And this bloke sitting in the pub at Gateshead, a pub called the Bridge End, which is on the Gateshead side of the High Level Bridge. And across the room, you can see this really attractive young girl with whom he would like to form a deeply meaningful relationship. But he's not sure how to get this girl to talk to him, because he's a bit shy. So he decides the best thing he can do is have a couple of bottles of brown ale and follow her into the toilet the next time she goes to the toilet. Well, it's often done like that at the area. So anyway, she gets her to go to the toilet, and she's wearing a long dress that trails along the ground. And he accidentally steps on the back of his dress. She keeps on walking towards the toilet, and he rips the dress right off her back in front of everybody in the pub. But it does seem to work, because straight away she turns around and starts to talk. And it's the start of a wonderful relationship. The song's called The Bonnie Gateshead Lass. Thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you've enjoyed the songs. I know you're in for a great night tonight, and as it's become traditional on these event pub tours, the band are going to come on and help me out with this last one. So will you please welcome on stage the one and only Fairport Convention. See these as well. I'll warrant you've never seen me last. A name I can't mention. The failure of God and tell her how I got so a day. Well, it's just the lads and lasses for to whisper their affection. The bonniest lass and gates these funny faces for the pain. What? The bonniest lass and gates these funny faces for the pain. I'm gonna win.
Thank you.
country, as we do at this time of year, we notice the advertisements for the other actors and performances that are choosing to circulate in the bleak midwinter. Many of them, I have to say this, seem to be look-alikey, sound-alikey bands. We aren't. I understand there is a small and occasional grouping of misguided individuals in the Oxford area who call themselves Cardboard Extension. But we are echt. And to prove it, this is something to do in the repertoire since 1969 when my dad was in the band.
Thank you.
that song was written in 1969 by Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick, and the following year they wrote this next little piece. It was designed to be a hit single, but of course it's a big flop. Lovely little song, but commercially disastrous. And tonight we'd like to play this song for Leon Lewis, who's a good mate of ours, a wonderful vegetarian chef who every year at our Crop Cooking Festival comes up with some great rum. I say Leon's here too. Which is good because it's his birthday, so happy birthday, Leon.
Happy birthday, Leon.
And this is a song called Now Be Thankful. It's been a long time since we've played this, in fact, about 24 hours. We know before it's good.
And also for Jane, too.
Golden stone, very to the sound of all the wind.
up to the present day, present evening, present second. Yes, you're all heading towards a merchandising opportunity. This is a song of my latest album. It is also the title. It's called The Wood and the Wire.
On a radio show one night so late, teachers words.
in Oxfordshire. And it wasn't the best assistant.
Ragsag and Bob's
home? No, they were good though. They had influence, but not as powerful as these figures. Ragsag and Bob's home were great. One of them was, in fact, a shepherd called Mont Abbott. He used to drink in a pub called the Football Darts in Great Chew. And every Sunday night, they'd sing hymns from opening time till midnight in the bar, and then start drinking and singing other songs until the early hours. It was fantastic. And Mont stood the pace. He was maybe in his 70s, he might not be in, but he was still as fit drinking and singable as ever. It was fantastic. And the other two characters were both Morris dancers from West Oxfordshire, because that's what happens in West Oxfordshire, and from a village called Bampton in the Bush, and the song is called The Dancer.
Just your time to remember, so hard to remember, with a deep though so hard.
on largely of his own devising. Chris has made a major contribution to our music for many years, but recently he went for a purple patch of songwriting, and the light he's been keeping under the bushel is now shining brightly, as you will see when you purchase, or if you purchase, one or two copies of our CD hot off the presses. You can't get this in the shops, you know, because we tried selling them in shops and they won't have one. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do this evening. Yes, so Chris, as I say, has been a little shy about coming forward and telling him about his songwriting abilities, but this is because he was in the queue behind Geoffrey Archer and Jerry Halliwell when it came to the modesty handout. But we're going to be finishing this first set, getting ready for some interesting bits and pieces in the second, with a song which is not written by Chris, it's written by, in fact, Steve Tilston. It's also on CD.
Thank you.
Listening to that album reminded me, as if I needed any reminding, of the genius of the Dave Swarbrick's field of fame. Tonight is joined by the brilliant Kevin Dempsey, and it's with immense delight that I introduce him. Please give them a huge Fairport welcome. Kevin Dempsey and the one and only Dave Swarbrick.
An air of gold. so beautiful, but she's known as the Pride of Kildare. And everything's okay till he spends his money. And then she gives him the heave-ho. And unlike a lot of folk songs, she just thinks he just thinks that she's really wonderful and he's the better for having known her. Quite something, isn't it? It just kind of reinforces the belief that there are two ways to deal with women, and nobody knows either.
Proud Pretty Susan, the pride. Thank you. like the eucalyptus trees. And forest is the size of Wales. And when it gets hot, and it gets hot, the oil from the eucalyptus trees hangs above the trees, and the light refracts it and creates its blue haze. Wild from the Blue Mountains. And it's full of parrots, snakes.
Thank you.
He's a
drummer.
Hi, Gary. No, he's not a drummer. He is, in fact, a lighthouse keeper. And so he's got this. No. Yes, he's a lighthouse keeper, and he spends weeks on end on his own in this column of stone, surrounded by water, and usually it's calm. But this particular day, he looks out, and there's a storm brewing, as they say, and the wind's getting up, the waves are getting higher, the sky's getting darker, it's getting very dark, darker and stormier. In fact, those two words, dark and stormy, always remind the chaps of a particularly ferocious drink from the island of Bermuda. Called dark and stormy. And when I went there, first time, they were very kind, and I said, avoid it, because you can always tell it's coming, because it's handed to you in a triangular glass. So anyway, things get better for him because he sees the storm come and go, and he realises that the huge argument he's had before the song starts at home with his wife will be all right, because like the storm, it will pass. It's all close to you.
Of the sun.
We're going to play an instrumental now from the Wood of the Wire album. This is a slow instrumental, and it's called A Year and a Day. And it's out of the same house, but it's the same sort of formula as those tunes that I've lost right for Fairport over the years, which started with Port Marion and Rosa for something December. This is continuing next year, it's a sort of Son of Rosa, the sequel. One of the reasons for writing this sort of tune was that even before Chris was in the band, whenever we did one of these slow instrumentals, that's properly festival, I would always ask Chris to come play for his music, so we could duet on it, because it was so much better with him, you know, it's just a blast. So I thought we should have one of these sorts of tunes in the repertoire of the coming lineup. But the title of the Year and a Day is coming up, because it's simply that, you know, if you really love somebody and you're missing them, every day seems like a year, doesn't it? It's true. So, nice one. And this one is from my old pal Jack, who's here. And also from Caroline Robertson from Bus Street Music. See you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
This next song is written by a chap called Pete Scrowder, who we've never met. In fact, we met him once, but we were drunk at the time, so we don't remember him. But he's a great songwriter, and we put this song on our CD. Now, I shouldn't really be talking about this, because I'm very old, but we have a festival every summer in Properly, and this year we've got an extra day on August the 10th. So please come along on August the 10th, and we've got the incredible string band who've reformed. Great, we've been trying to get them for years, you know. But they're Scots, you know, they're not tight with their time. Scots. And we've also got All About Eve, who are a great band, we're big fans of theirs on Thursday night. So please come along to Cropperty. If you're not on our mailing list, get on it, but make sure you book our leaflets. Don't put me in Bob's box, because everybody's trying to get in Bob's box. And this is a song called The Heart of the Sun. Oh, come on, you see me travelers, let us take our hands on our journey. A few moments along, soon away all tribulation, in the cooling crevice lands, at the heart. Thank you.
short distance or half an hour away. It's called the one minute now. Myself and Michael Stanley, and it's on the album, which is another merchandising opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Please welcome back Bob Fox, who was wonderful earlier. Bob Fox.
If you really need it, then Oh God, there was even less of time to thank me for.